Good evening, and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Mitoch Message Series, sponsored by Dr. Mrs. David Noli Semai. It's a schus for a zivig LeYaakov Aaron Ben Rochel, and for Shlema LeYo Ben Soro, Mordechai Ben Soro, in the Nishmas Malkvas Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Rav Shlema Chaim Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Elio Chaim Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Rav Ben Moshe, Vayisha Gittel Bas Horav, Eliezer Manoach. In our pursuit of strengthening in any way possible our bitochen, I noticed in the Beis HaLevi on his Maimer on bitochen an interesting twist a little bit, which I'd like to share with you. It says, we find many times that Tishtadlus not only does not accomplish, but it even can cause a problem. He says, Adarabba, sometimes a doctor, for example, is makalkal. And therefore, Eich Yismach Odom Al Ishtadlusoi. How can you rely on Ishtalus? Ishtalus oftentimes will make things worse. Doctor sometimes gives certain treatment and it can make the situation worse, not better, of the Ishtalus. He says, therefore, we have to be very careful to watch out for the Ishtalus, not to rely on Ishtalus. And then he takes this one step further, which I'd like to focus on. He says, Umama oi tigdal habusha. How much busha we should have. Asher sholesh pa'omi b'chol yoim. 3 times a day we say, Hashem is mechalkel chayim b'chesed. He sustains life with chesed. Seimech noiflim. He lifts up those that are fallen, or he supports those that are fallen. Reifei choylim. He heals the sick. And on, matra surga, so forth. He doesn't go into all of them. Lo nik baze beliboy ad shiagia leyode eze prot me aprotum shecheich hakol roedik rak achashtalus. He says, this is not kavua, this is not ingrained in his heart until the point that it comes to him, he has this nisoyen, whether it's roedik choylem, he needs a refu, he needs a smicha, he needs a chayim, he needs a parnosa, shecheich hakol, forgets everything, and he runs after his ishtadlus. He says, this is b'chalal, with their mouths, they have honored me, but their hearts are removed from me. So he says, when a person relies on ishtadlus, when something happens, he forgets everything, he just runs only after the ishtadlus, then that belies the words that he said, "Mechalkel chayim, mechayim meisim, reifei choylim." What are you doing? What are you getting? So a little bit of shtadlus, you're mechuyev. Whatever the shir is, that you're mechuyev. But to go so much so and to say, "I rak acharei shtadlus," well, like he says over here, a same mechal shtadlus, he relies on the shtadlus. That's a busha. You're embarrassed. How could you say those words, "Mechalkel chayim, reifei choylim," when in your mind, when there is a chayla, when there is a problem, you're running after the ishtadlus, you're reidif rak achar ishtadlus. That's all you think about is ishtadlus. So I think what this means to us is that, you know, we talk about bitochon, we talk about the chesed Hashem. We've talked here many times about how tefillah, focusing on tefillah, when you say the words, v'chalkel chayim v'chesed, semich neifim, reifei choylim, matir asurim, these things can inspire bitochen, but it seems that in order for them to inspire bitochen, rather than to be bepis b'sos of kibduni b'libor chorachak mimeni, that lip service, but your heart is far away. And Rashi even says there on the rest of the pasuk, "Atir osamoyisim mitzvah samnoshim l'avoda." Rashi says they're showing themselves like they're nechnoim to Hashem, but it's not real. Mamish, like almost like we're trying to fool Hashem, some level, whatever that means. But we're fooling ourselves. It's a busha. I say he's reifei choylim, and all I worry about is the ishtabos. I make a brocha, borchat Hashem, reifei cholei am Yisrael. I was mispaler for enu, and then I run to the doctor as if there's nothing else in the world other than the medical treatment. So it occurred to me that part of the avodah, part of the efforts that we have to put in developing the midas habitochin, is not only to analyze and to focus and to picture the chesed Hashem, his adheno azarunu, that which you helped me until now, the Goyin says, was only rachamecha, not because I deserved it. Veloy azavunu, and that which you haven't forsaken me was only chasudecha. And therefore, we are batuach al kein. The Goyin says, therefore, lochein anachtu batuachim. Doesn't mean a request, it means a statement. You will never forsake us because we know in the past you did everything for chesed rachamim, not because we deserved it. So now it doesn't matter whether we deserve it or not. You'll continue to do just as you did in the past. But if in reality, when I say these words, which could inspire the ultimate bitochen, I'm too focused in my personal life on ishtadlus. Oh, gotta do this, gotta do this, gotta do this. It's all totally and that, whatever the doctor says, whatever this, whatever that, parnosa, my job, I have to stay so many late hours, I gotta work overtime, I gotta do this. Nothing is enough. It sends a counter message. And it seems from the way the Beis Halevi brings the pasuk that it's hypocritical. We've undermined the bitzoch. So therefore, I have a portion of suggestion. In the process of trying to strengthen our bitochon, where we think about all of Hashem's chesed, and all the chesed that he has done to us, and all the chesed that he's done to our families, and all the chesed he's done throughout from the time of creation, the world, Olam Chesed Yibor, to this very day. And when we think of all the rachamim that Hashem has had on us and of all the generations, and when we put all this together, we focus and say, therefore, lochein anachnu betuchim, ve'al tidshenu lenezach, we are Botuach, we are confident we have bitochen in the future. But remember, unless we reduce the sense of reliance on ishtadlus, then those words may be hypocritical. Those words may not achieve their desired effect because they're said in a two-faced way. Because pizuk pepibu sfosab kiduni, veliboy rochak bimeni. The heart is far away. So therefore, I think part of the avodas habitochon is not only to focus on chesed and rachamim, but to constantly try to minimize the power of ishtadlus. Ishtadlus is a mitzvah. I have to do it like I do any other mitzvah. What's the share of ishtadlus? I have to find out what the share is, just like what the share of matzah is, what the share of revias yayin is, what the share of kedei hiluch dal ramos is, what the share of a tchum Shabbos is. This is also a shir of a mikveh. This is also a shir. This is what's the shir of ishtadlus? We have to find out. We don't know. We ask the rov what it is. We find out. But we shouldn't think that it ha ishtadlus eino me eles meumo is the lotion that we find in so many of the sforim. Ishtadlus doesn't do anything. It's a mitzvah like other mitzvahs. There's a chiyuv to do it for those of us who are mechuyev, if we're not on the highest level of Rav Shimon bar Yochai. It's that's all it is a mitzvah. It doesn't affect the parnosa is min Hashem. What's nigzar is nigzar for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's no other force in the world. Ein oid milvadoi. And it would seem that we have to work on both at the same time, not just the bitochen in terms of focusing on the chesed Hashem and all the kindness and rachamim and all the midas of Hashem, but at the same time we have to focus on diminishing the reliance. Al tiftachu min adivim. Don't rely on people and make everything possible. Whenever we someone is a shliach to do for us, we have to think to ourselves, he's only a shliach, but it's really HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When the chochom get a brocha or give a brocha to someone, Hashem will help you. It's all from Hashem. It's not us. It's not. There's no koyach. Ein oid mavada. There is no koyach in this world other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we think in those terms, and when we focus on diminishing the reliance, or as he says, the redifus, the running after the ishtadlus, or as he says over here, the smicha ala ishtadlus, the reliance on ishtadlus, when we work to diminish that, that will also help us to have a better appreciation for the Chesed Hashem and for the reliance on the Chesed Hashem, because of the fact that we have not allowed the passion and the focus and the chashivos and the reliance on Hishtadlus to interfere with those thoughts that we're having. So I think that is an etzah that could maybe be helpful in acquiring the Midas HaBitochon. And when we acquire that Midas HaBitochon, then our life is completely different. That's the ultimate Menuchas HaNefesh. That's the ultimate accomplishments. We influence the future and feel such tranquility in the present that it's kedai. All of this avodas habitochen to achieve that menuchas hanefesh and that loshon the Meiri says habotech b'Hashem ein toicheles shaloi nichsubo. One who puts his trust in Hashem, then the hope that he put in Hashem will not be disappointed. His wishes, his heart's wishes, will in fact be fulfilled. Have a good evening.